All right. That time of the week, we get to talk with Flo Tess, our first lady of the Eugene sports scene. Find her work for KEZI-TV on the Tube, my Comcast system, channel 709 in high def. She was in Anaheim for the Sweet 16 last week. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers, Rogers with a D. We welcome in Kristen Rogers, KR. Always my pleasure. How are you?
Great to talk with you, Steve. Yeah, happy Friday. I realized that last week at this time I was watching warm-ups for the Ducks. So it's definitely been, or I guess that was Saturday. Man, my days are still so off.
Let's start with something I caught on your Twitter account. So you're a big golfer, a sports anchor, a delightful radio guest, but you started your own cooking blog. Now, this taps in because I'm a nut about what I ingest. I try to eat healthy. What was the inspiration? And tell folks about the website, and what could you tell me about seared scallops with wild mushrooms risotto?
Yeah, so the blog is kristeninthekitchen.com. I've really been cooking my entire life. It's something that brought my family together. I'm an only child, so growing up, we would always have dinners, sitting down at the dinner table every day like clockwork, and it would usually be, you know, a combination of all three of us putting something together. You know, my mom loves to cook. My dad loves to grill. So I'd always just kind of be in there helping. And, I mean, really, when I'm not watching sports or SportsCenter or Fox Sports or anything like that, likely I have Food Network on going in the background. if I had to do something else besides sports, I would love to be the quote-unquote sideline reporter for Kitchen Stadium on Iron Chef.
Nice.
Always that might be fun. But no, I mean, it's just something, it's kind of how I relax and kind of unwind at the end of the day. I know a lot of people don't like to cook after a long day, but there's something kind of soothing about it that I really enjoy. And yeah, I mean, since I have been cooking my entire life, I have a bunch of recipes that I've just kind of put together. And, you know, I just thought, hey, why not start sharing that with everyone else? So as you mentioned, my signature dish is seared scallops over a wild mushroom risotto. There's a little bit of truffle in there, so it's amazing and super delicious. Again, I'm biased. but yeah, it's just something that I've been doing my entire life, and happy that I'm able to share it with everyone now.
Well, now I'm hungry, and I still have to give back to Thursday. Oregon-Duke. I thought it was as big a game as the program's ever played. I know there was more to do after that win. But in the post game, speaking with the guys, were they at all aware of the magnitude of beating that program? Were they just pumped over making the Elite Eight? The mood and the excitement in that locker room.
Oh, they knew the magnitude. Talking with Dwayne Benjamin, his because he's from Louisiana originally, kind of down in the South, and his brother is a huge Duke fan.
Right.
So he said that his brother wouldn't be wearing black and blue; that he would be wearing green and yellow for the game. But I mean, he, you know, grew up watching Duke basketball, as a lot of these kids did. You know, there's such a great history behind Blue Devil basketball, and it you could kind of see it in their eyes that, okay, it just wasn't an Elite Eight win. It was an Elite Eight win over a historically great team like Duke. So I think it really kind of gave the spotlight to Oregon, and this team had talked so much all season about, especially after they were named a one seed, how, you know, people were sleeping on them and how everyone kind of, you know, didn't really think that they deserved to be a one seed. So they said they definitely feel like they kind of had that breakthrough moment getting a win over Duke and then moving into the Elite Eight.
Now, you posted a chat with Jordan Bell after the loss to Oklahoma. So I guess kind of a two-parter. Could you think of a Duck who made more of a name for themselves in the postseason? But he also was pretty wise in talking about the big picture and evaluating the season from where they started and where they landed, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Jordan is such a great soundbite, and he's such a great guy to talk to, which is funny because he'll then say he hates talking with the media. but I think that's a front he's putting up because he's always great, and he's always really willing to talk with the media, and especially after losses. But getting back to your point, yeah, I mean, he had an amazing postseason And I think he really felt the pressure after being out for a first chunk of the season with an injury. So I think this was kind of, you know, he wanted to cap off that sophomore season with a great performance. And the fact that he's kind of in his hometown, he's from Long Beach, he was in Anaheim, so he's in Southern California. He said that he had a lot of family in the stands and he wanted to make sure that he made them proud as well. And yeah, I think he did a good job kind of looking at the big picture of where this program goes. And, you know, they do have, you know, some key pieces coming back next year. And it's obviously tough to lose guys like Dwayne Benjamin and Elgin Cook. But I think this team is really just starting to realize that each tournament and each step is a stepping stone for this team to kind of get that national recognition that they really want and really deserve.
We're talking with Kristen Rogers of KZI-TV. We had Dakota Prukop on our show on Letter of Intent signing day, and I get that he's older as a grad transfer, but we were kind of knocked out by his maturity and poise. You spoke with him. So what did he say about, you know, getting started, his role? And I know you spend a lot of time around the player, so your impressions of the new quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I was blown away as well. He's probably one of my favorite guys to talk with on the team now. I mean, he's very open. He's very candid. You don't get that coach speak or that quarterback speak that can oftentimes kind of seep into players, especially when they are an older player. And, you know, I think he has the right intentions right now. He has the mindset of wanting to be a leader, wanting to soak everything in. And, you know, he's gotten pretty good reviews so far. I think, I don't want to say we got negative reviews today, but I think we got kind of a real review today talking with Arion Springs. You know, the receivers and the quarterback coach and everyone say that he's doing a great job, but talking with Arion, he said that, you know, after seeing Vernon Adams come in, Vernon kind of had that immediate impact. Like, he took over the team and the players loved it. And Dakota hasn't kind of brought that swag or that intensity quite yet, but they say he's a great quarterback. Like, he's extremely athletic. Like, he's a great quarterback. They say he might be a little antsy, but I think he's still kind of trying to find how he fits into this program. And I think, you know, the fact that you do have a new offensive coordinator, you have a new passing coordinator, and a new quarterback, there's just so much kind of being discovered and still kind of settling in that area that I can see why it might take some time for that to kind of become more concrete and settle down.
Now, you mentioned Arion Springs. Obviously, there's a new defensive coordinator. You also quoted Tarodney Prevo, the new scheme, 4-3. What are the guys saying about what's happening and how they're adjusting to what Coach Hoke is implementing?
So, first of all, I'm pretty upset, Steve, because we were supposed to talk with Brady Hoke today, and I was very excited about that because it was going to be my first time talking with Hoke. And unfortunately, he somehow disappeared into the cracks somewhere. Oregon had a bunch of high school coaches for their coaches clinic today, and apparently Hoke disappeared somewhere. So, of course, since it's April Fool's Day, I had to start rumors that SID extraordinaire Dave Williford will be the new defensive coordinator for Oregon. That is not true. So I'm sorry if people saw my tweet and actually thought I was being serious.
Nice.
But getting back to the point, yeah, it was interesting. And, you know, these players love Don Pelham. You know, they love him as a defensive coordinator. They love him as a coach. You know, they love him as kind of a mentor. So obviously I didn't want the players to either speak ill about Pelham at all or try to compare the two. So I really wanted them to just focus on Brady Hoke and what he's brought so far. And they say he's brought a very loud voice and very high intensity. Tarodney Prevo was joking that he hasn't run so much in his life. And it's, you know, they don't walk onto the practice field. They are told to sprint onto the practice field. And they say it's a good thing, though, that Hoke's kind of brought this maybe a fresh perspective. And they really are starting to settle into the 4-3. And I think in order to buy into what a coach is selling, you need to see results. And talking with Tarodney, it seems like they're already seeing a lot more tackles for losses. They're seeing that intensity on the field, and I think that's kind of letting the players know, okay, there's something good going on right here, so we're buying into what he's saying, and they're really starting to get a command of that 4-3 very quick.
So let's move to the diamond. You're a Bay Area gal, big Giants fan. The 2016, if I know my math, that's an even year, and I know you got a million things going on, but how stoked are you for the start of MLB season?
Hey, I'm so excited. Giants won over the A's in the first game of the Bay Bridge Series yesterday, 3-1. So that made me pretty happy. And, I mean, the whole even year thing, I mean, it's so silly. But as a Giants fan, like, I'm pretty sure I speak for every Giants fan ever. The ones that are a little bit smarter, we're not going to say, oh, it's an even year. You know, we're going to go win a World Series. But in the back of your mind, you like to know that you might have that little bit of karma going for you when it gets time for October baseball. So, I mean, it's looking like they're going to be a great team this year. I'm so excited just for those summer days of baseball to get going.
We're talking with Kristen Rogers, KEZI. One final thought. Softball. Mike White, you talk to him. That team is doing some damage. They host UCLA this weekend. Of course, I know you're a huge UCLA fan as a USC alum. They've lost 10 games. What did the coach and the players have to say about this powerhouse number 5 Duck team getting ready to face the Bruins the next 3 days?
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to deviate just a little bit, and I'm sure you've given an update on Jenna Lilly, but, you know, really tough to see her go down like that.
Oh, ball, yeah.
Right to the face. Really tough. Talking with Mike yesterday, he said that Jenna went to the doctor today, so we still don't have a full, I guess it was Wednesday. What? Steve, my day's all over.
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah. Anyway, so Jenna went back to the doctors. She won't play in the, or at that point, Mike White said that she was very unlikely to play against UCLA, which I understand. And I think one of the things to look for going forward will be what kind of players she is getting back on the field. Because, you know, something like that happens, you're going to be tentative.
I mean,
you know, I've played softball before. Like, you get hit and you get kind of scared stepping back into the batter's box a few more times. So we'll kind of see what player she is coming back. But, I mean, she's got such a great fight in her, and she's such a great player. So I know she's driven enough to get back to where she was. But UCLA, I mean, really strong pitching. And, you know, they have a great offense. And I know, talking with Sheridan Hawkins, she is ready to bring it. She's really been settling in well to James Sanders Stadium. And the team, on the other hand, more of the offensive aspect of the Ducks, are still kind of trying to figure out James Sanders. They said that during batting practice, they'll hit a lot of home runs, and then during some of their games last week, and they weren't hitting as many home runs. We were trying to figure out what was happening there. So, you know, I related it to Mike White, and he agreed completely. It's like breaking in a new glove, breaking in that new stadium. So it's going to be good that they're really starting to get that home field advantage, both from the fans and knowing that it's their home field.
All right. Well, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at the beautiful new facility. We always appreciate your time. Keep up with all she's doing. KEZI.com, channel 709 on Comcast in high def, at Kristen E. Rogers on Twitter. You have a magnificent weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week, KR.
Sounds great. Talk to you soon, Steve.